Wait, did you hear that?
What are you talking about?
Oh, come on. Did you see what I just saw?
No, I didn't.
Well, maybe you didn't, but how about, did you feel that cool air breeze blow by?
Well, now that you're talking about it, it does feel a little chilly in here.
Yeah, we probably because we got the fan going.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, what happened to my keys? They were just on the table.
That's not in my job description.
Well, I don't know. Could it be a ghost or a spirit?
Uh-oh, you're not going to talk about angels again, right?
Is it friendly? I really hope it is. Like, Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Yeah, I understand that. I would prefer a friendly ghost.
Hey, to our audience, we today are going to take you on a ghostly tour of the possible spirit world. And I'm also going to share a few stories and experiences before we get into the body of this thing.
Well, let's start with that minor deep dive.
Here we go. All right. It's going to go back a number of years. My first teenage girlfriend, she told me about her experience her grandma had with what she perceived to be ghosts. She said grandma would put her shoes down at the foot of the stairs, and when she'd come down in the morning, they were moved. I have to admit that I was more moved by my girlfriend as opposed to her ghostly story. And I thought, well, that's cute. I don't know your grandma, but anyhow. And that was that, thinking nothing more of it. Until a number of years later.
Okay.
I'm managing an apartment building, and I have a big ring of keys. And I do the same thing all the time. I unlock my office door. I come in. There's an interior room there. There's a second room, which is the one that has my desk. I go in there, I put the keys on the corner of my desk, and I sit down at my desk. I do that as usual. I only stay, though, this time, 10 minutes, and I'm going to get out of here. I don't need to be here. And I get up, and I walk around to the front of the desk to grab my keys. They're gone.
Oh, for sure.
I have no idea where they went. Someone will say, well, someone took them. Well, a lady did come in the office, but she never went into that part of the office.
Mm-hmm.
So, what a nightmare. Grandma's keys were on that key ring also, and she's out of town. I got to check her mail. A few days later, one of my tenants comes in. She was walking down the street, and three buildings down, she saw something shiny in the bushes, and she grabbed them. Lo and behold, it's a set of keys. Guess whose keys they were?
I don't know.
It's very, very ghostly. I got my full ring of keys back. I had no problem getting grandma's mail, and I thought, wow. And I thought that was the end of it. No. A couple more here. I spent a number of years, and I worked at the county morgue. Oh, you'll say, there's going to be ghosts there. Well, we did not believe there were ghosts there. We didn't see any signs of ghosts there until one day, up on the third floor, where our boiler room was. I'm sitting there at the desk, and I hear some sounds. Sounds like someone saying, Mary. And we're thinking it's just the wind or whatever. But then my buddies, who also end up sitting up there, happened to mention that to me. Maybe, yeah, I don't know if that was the wind. Well, again, we don't think anything of it.
Uh-huh.
If that's not enough, sitting at that same desk, in front of me are the doors to the boiler room, and on those doors are the magnetic signs that say no smoking. Magnetic, mind you. While I'm sitting there, they pop off the door into the hallway. Let me just tell you, I didn't wait for the elevator. I hit that staircase, and I was down on the first floor like right now, okay? And if that's not enough, above my desk is a clock on the wall, battery operated. While sitting there, that clock went over my head, over my desk, and landed in the hallway one day.
Wow.
Again. Excuse my French, but I ran like hell.
Okay. I think your French is fine.
And one other story here. Excuse me. My wife seems to have lost her keys, and we look everywhere, and we can't find them. And, of course, it's the key fob. Otherwise, you can't just go to the lock guy and get, no. It's the fob. You got to have the fob. And we give up. We looked in her purse. She tore her purse apart, everything else. I have an appointment set now to get a new fob. It's going to be, $300 or whatever. And for some reason, my granddaughter and I decide, let's look in the purse one more time before I leave to get this project completed. And underneath a container of mints, the keys. Now, my wife had dumped everything out of that purse mm-hmm. previously. So that's it, if that ain't enough. But that's it. Those are my ghost stories. Hey, stories of seeing grandparents or feeling someone on the bed. I've heard about those. I think my wife even has mentioned something about that. That, I have to say, I have not seen yet.
It starts getting creepy.
Okay. That is, yeah, you see real life movement. Mm-hmm. That's another level, but it could exist. So what are we going to do today? If we get into trouble, who are we going to call?
Ghostbusters!
Well, now that I've told you my story, let's take a look at other cultures, beliefs, and the impact ghosts and spirits play in our lives.
Okay, now we're going to really get into a deep dive.
Well, right off the bat, different cultures around the world, you know, they have different perceptions on ghosts and their unique beliefs and traditions and their history and all of that. So, you know, for example, Asian cultures, the Japanese, they got a spirit that's vengeful spirit of the dead.
I like that one.
Right? You better run and hide when that guy comes out. And the Chinese, well, they feature what they call the hungry ghosts.
I think that's a good idea. Hungry ghosts.
Hey, makes sense. These are souls that are, they have unfulfilled desires still.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're hungry.
I can relate to these guys when I'm doing some late night gnashing.
Right? Have a Snickers bar. Or say boo. And then, of course, you know, Mexican culture, we, a lot of us know about the Day of the Dead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and in fact, we even had a weird experience. My wife left a bowl of black soup, it's a Belizean soup, mm-hmm. on a bedroom dresser in our guest room in honor of her mother. And out we went. And we had a dog that was about 60 pounds, medium size. We come home. She's going to take that food away now. But the bowl is empty. And I mean empty and clean, like not even a speck of anything at all. And, of course, yeah, you know, interesting the way she looked at that. And eventually we realized that our crazy dog was able to lick that thing clean without ever even moving it.
Dogs are amazing.
That's our...
Did Jericho use a straw?
I think he did. Yes. Okay. Hey, even Western cultures, okay? That's us, mm-hmm. you know. Well, ghosts are always emphasized with fear, the supernatural, you know, in our books, you know, modern media and all of that.
It's all over cable TV. Everywhere, and I'm surprised cable TV isn't a ghost yet.
Yes, that's us, you know. And other cultures, the African culture, the Caribbean culture, you know, their ghosts play roles in their daily life. They got rituals, you know, that are hundreds, thousands of years old.
I'm glad we're not going to go deep dive on that.
Yes. You know, and again, if you want to look into it, we hope our listeners are interested and may want to take a look at some of the things we talk about. Yeah. But like sourdough bread starter as a pet, we didn't tell you how to make sourdough bread.
Well, you know, I like sourdough, but then when we start talking about Caribbean spirits, I start worrying about voodoo. I worked with some people from Jamaica for a couple or 3 years, and
yes,
I just don't know how to
cigars,
explain.
Pennies in the corner,
geez.
yeah, you know, and finally the you know Tibetan culture. How can we leave the Tibetan culture out? We got to recognize them because
they're cool people.
They are right. They have a class of evil spirits. Let's just leave it at this. They're called the Bewitchers.
Oh.
And, hey, why not? They believe that the Bewitchers frequent the atmosphere and the earth.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Getting goosebumps.
Well, there's always more that we can consider, of course. Ancient civilizations often have spiritual worlds and religions throughout ancient history. We know that, right? The medieval times, well, they saw ghosts as actual tangible things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, Catholicism was brought in at that point as well. And so, you know, constants of concepts of purgatory.
Well, you know, I always wondered about that place.
Let's find a medieval and ask them. Oh, in the Victorian era. We know about Victorians. That's where ghost stories, the classic ghost stories in books came from. Love those Victorians. And of course, today, how can we not talk about modern time? Well, we have, you know, pop culture, influencers, you know, and all of this blended traditions of ghosts. And of course, we have scientific skepticism.
Well, yeah, I think it's really cool. And the best thing about that skepticism is in science, you can never disprove that anything could happen once.
Yes, yes, you're absolutely right. Yes. And, you know, I guess we should tell our audience there are various types of ghosts.
All right.
Not that it necessarily matters, but it does. There's aberrations.
I think I saw a ghost.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's the poltergeist.
Oh,
okay.
The noisy.
Oh,
ones.
The noise that's in my TV.
I'm just a reborn poltergeist.
Ooh, there's the smelly ghost.
Somebody fart in the room?
What's that smell? It's the ghost. There's the noisy ghost.
Those are the scary ones. Have you ever heard a voice in the night?
Yeah, that's like that's the Mary story.
Oh,
who's there? Is it the wind or is it not?
Yeah, try to just dismiss it. Yeah. I didn't hear that.
And then there's, of course, the animal ghosts.
Yeah, those kind of are weird.
That's weird. My dog came back and haunted me.
Well, you go on fishing and hunting trips. That's always the campfire stories, right?
Maybe that's why I do catch and release when I fish.
There you go. I like that.
I don't want that walleye coming back at me while I'm laying in bed.
That's insurance. Right? I love it.
And of course, because there's this possibility of ghosts and spirits in our society, we need a way of coping. And so we use them in coping with death or loss. People will use ghosts. The fear of the supernatural is a punishment.
Well, that's why there's Facebook.
Yes. They're gonna get you if you continue.
Yeah, right. The vengeful boogie ghosts.
And of course, yes, entertainment and storytelling. You know, we build traditions over ghosts. You know, and there's, again, like I said, spiritual and religious in many cultures. And you know, when there's times of uncertainty, why not just believe in ghosts? Well, and spirits.
It's our human nature. We just need to know.
If it makes you feel better. Yes, right. Then you're right. Human nature. And of course, then we have the people that want to find the evidence of the ghost.
Uh-oh. Time what do for we Ghostbusters.
Use? Ghostbusters, right? They had the equipment. And yes, there is equipment used to bust ghosts or find ghosts.
Oh, I love equipment.
I mean, that's, you know, of course, because they're represented in, you know, popular media and all that.
Well, cable TV, it's full of it.
Some people say that's evidence. I saw the ghost on a movie the other day, and it's a ghost, you know. And of course, you know, there's skepticism. There's criticism of the way people hunt for ghosts. I don't like the way you're looking for the ghost. I don't believe you're going to find the ghost. And still, we must remember, science says there's no evidence of ghosts or spirits.
That's what they want us to believe.
We shall see, we shall see. Well, while there is no scientific evidence supporting the existence of ghosts, there are people that do study it. There's a variety of different careers, if you want, that you can make a living studying ghosts.
Sure, why not?
Pretty cool, you know. In fact, humans have had a long and really complex relationship with the concept of ghosts and spirits throughout history. You know, like, the belief in ghosts is remarkably common across all the cultures, as I've already said, and different time periods. And, hey, in the United States, recent surveys indicate that a significant portion of the population actually believe in ghosts.
Well, one more piece of evidence as to how intelligent they are.
Hey, one survey found over 45% of Americans believe there could be ghosts and spirits. Could be.
Could be.
Right. All I know is this. America, other places around the world, they know how to cash in on something they see that they can cash in on.
You know, I'm a capitalist at heart.
Right? I don't blame them.
No.
Ghost stories. Hey, that's the literature. That's mm-hmm. the films. Okay. Mm-hmm. A lot of money may be made on that kind of stuff.
Beware.
Right? Ghost hunting, as I said. That's a popular activity today.
I'll tell you. I can see the cash register on that one.
Right? There's mm-hmm. reality TV shows about that all the time. See? Did you see that? Did you see that? Mm-hmm. You know, and we're all staring at watching that.
Best thing to do is watch who the sponsors are on those yeah, shows.
Yeah, exactly.
You see how much money they're making.
They're making money. And of course, if Ghostbusters, the original movie, wasn't enough, in recent days, months, whatever, there's actually been a Ghostbusters 2 that all of a sudden got produced.
You know, and I actually am suffering from the temptation of seeing it before it's on.
Yeah, because we know that
Amazon
Ghostbusters
Prime
1.
Or something,
yeah, yes. That, you know, and hey, I know this from experience. Again, I visited Savannah mm-hmm. on a vacation.
Me too.
And so historical locations are also used mm-hmm. to make money and tell ghost stories.
Yeah, those places were kind of creepy, weren't they?
Yeah, they
you could, like, you know, you can get yourself to believe in things like that.
Yeah, I mean, you walk through that for cemetery sure. and it's like, I don't know, you know. So, hey, while scientific evidence for ghosts remains, you might say, elusive, the concept continues to captivate our human imagination. Right.
And a good thing it is.
It literally plays a significant role in many cultures and in individuals' belief systems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, we know that. You know, these beliefs are deeply rooted in their cultural traditions, as we know, the historical experiences, the spiritual practices that people do, as we mm-hmm. talked about. It's, you know, the living and the dead are infiltrating our world all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people believe this is, you know, the persistence of ghost beliefs across time and cultures basically just highlights the, you know, complex way humans grapple, you might say, with the mortality.
There you go.
The memory
mm-hmm.
and the unknown.
Right.
Hey, before I share with you, of course, my conclusion, we thought we'd look into the ghost and spirits relationship with animals, because don't they deserve a look?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure they see ghosts more than I do.
I can believe that. Again, while, of course, there's no evidence that animals can sense ghosts, many people do believe that their pets and other animals have a heightened sensitivity to ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Things that we don't see, things that go bump in the night, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, it's true. Animals have a stronger sense of smell.
Way stronger, right? Yeah.
You can't argue that.
And we already talked about smelly ghosts.
Yes, exactly. So, what am I smelling? Okay. I mean, you know, they can hear better than we can.
Absolutely.
They know high-frequency sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Go right to their heads.
Oh,
they can pick
that
up.
You're just feeding my curiosity now.
Guarantee they got better night vision than we do.
Heck yeah.
So did you see it? No, but my dog did.
Yep.
Okay. He detected some slight movement over there, I guarantee you. Look at the way that dog's looking. And okay. They're sensitive to changes in barometric pressure.
Mm-hmm.
We know that, right? They can sense hurricanes, tornadoes.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, you know, that's
the moon.
The moon.
Tides, you know,
howling wolves in the moon, right?
There you
go. How long is that? And they turn that into ghost stories, of course. We observe these things, you know,
mm-hmm.
they stare in empty spaces, right? Just
it makes me think of cats,
right? I just got thinking that too. Cats, now we're talking cats, right? What the heck's my cat looking at? I don't have a cat, but you think, you know, yeah, barking or making noises that. Nothing that's visible.
Yes, that always is fun to watch.
Right?
Right.
Hey, simple thing like following things with their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What are you looking at?
Yeah.
I don't know, but
especially when
something.
I can't see something.
Yes, right?
What?
You know? And sometimes they'll come up to you and they're seeking like comfort because something's scaring them. You don't know what's scaring you. What's the matter?
You know, I never thought of it that way. I always thought they were greedy, little hungry things.
Yeah, right?
No, they always want to be fed.
Give me a cheese stick or something, yeah. Right? It could be that they're seeing a ghost. You know, they're distracted. They're, mm-hmm. you know, they're just not seeing what we think is normal things to see.
Yeah, it's like they're not there.
Yes.
There's something else is
The unseen presence, right?
Yes. Exactly.
Very strange. And hey, let's not just leave it at dogs and, I guess, cats. Before we get out of this whole thing and go to my conclusion, we have other animals like horses. Horses, mm-hmm. Horses always look spooked to me a lot of times with their big eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, they have a little thing. Birds, they suddenly go silent and become agitated. Very strange.
Yeah, that's strange, and I don't understand birds, but they're adorable little things.
And this one, you know, they say, I've seen this. I don't know if it's a ghost. I think it might be, you know, that there's a hawk flying. But, hey, sometimes animals like rabbits or rodents just freeze and appear alert.
That's, like, really crazy.
But I've seen that. Yeah. Definitely seen that. So, hey, much about animal perception remains unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course. But this is what's important, I think. This leaves room for continued debate on the intriguing topic.
Ooh.
So, in conclusion,
dun, 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 dun.
After looking into the possibilities of and the cultural beliefs of ghosts, along with my own experiences, I am a believer. Mark, possible believer?
Well, I'm going to stick to science and be a skeptic.
Listeners, believers or not?
Yeah, I'd like to hear from some people.
Right? We'd love to hear from you. I think there might be something science says. Of course, anything can happen once, like you said.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the thing is that at least science is still looking.
That's the thing, yes. They are not total disbelievers.
Nope.
So, otherwise they wouldn't look. Hey, I must be part of the 40%+. Mm-hmm. I think there might be some spiritual activity here.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
I think I could fit that mold. Yes, I also am a strong believer in science.
Well, that's why we're doing what we're doing.
That's exactly right. You know, I don't disbelieve science, okay? So therein lies the confusion, mm-hmm. if there's to be any. It says there is no proof. That's what they say. I ask you, our listeners, what do you think? Again, let me just say this. If a poltergeist in my television or an image walking into my living room would be interesting, it would also be super scary. Our life experiences are filled with many strange and wonderful and sometimes, unexplained occurrences. So let me just say that should a poltergeist or anything bother you, bother me, bother us, I personally, if I'm able to, will extend our best wishes to Casper the Friendly Ghost if or when I meet him. Thank you for listening, and boo.
Thanks for joining us on Sudsec Conversations, where curiosity croaks louder. We hope today's episode sparked a smile, stirred thought, or simply gave you something unexpected to remember. If you enjoyed this eclectic episode, share it with a friend who loves a good mental detour. And if you haven't already, subscribe so you never miss a sunset with us. Want more? Hop over to bullfrogentertainment.com for show notes, links, and a few surprises. Whether you're a longtime listener or just tuning in, we're so glad you're here. Until next time, keep your curiosity croaking and your heart wide open.
Good day.
Good day.